Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am still to this day confused as to why wearing a mask is such a political controversy. And it is. I'm wearing a mask, but I got to tell you, that's no guarantee that I'm not going to get it. I mean, I may get it. I know somebody who is a nurse, very cautious, very careful, followed all the rules, and she got it. I know a couple of people who have gotten it. They all survived, thankfully. But just because I wear a mask, you know, that doesn't mean I might not get it. I mean, I certainly hope I don't. But there seems to be enough evidence out there indicating that social distancing and wearing a mask does work. And with all the activity in Florida and Texas and Arizona and California, you can't help but think that lack of wearing masks, not social distancing and coming together, is causing the numbers to increase dramatically. Dr. Aisha Nikolic is a section head of Ochsner Urgent Care, and she joins us here on WWL. Doctor, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I love this text that I have. When I said I was going to talk to a doctor, the text says, is it a Republican doctor or a Democrat doctor? That shouldn't really even be a question, because this is really about science. So how do you address this from a scientific standpoint, knowing that there's so many people who are judging it based on political ideology?
So I tell people all the time, you know, you have to do what's right for your health, and it's not a political question. You want to protect yourself. And we've learned often that if you go and stand in the sun naked, your skin will burn after some point in time. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with masks. If you use that barrier protection, you will protect yourself from droplet infections that are in the air.
Now, there has been confusing information that has come out. In the beginning, there were some doctors that were saying, you know, masks are not that important, and it didn't take long for them to realize with research and with new information that the masks were important. And it seems like this coronavirus disease is so new that there's new information all the time. And doctor, now we're learning that wearing a mask might actually protect the person wearing the mask from getting it. And I've said, whether this is a false sense of security or not, I feel like I'm better protecting myself and others by wearing a mask. So why the turn toward now thinking that, okay, the mask might actually protect the person who's wearing it?
I think in the beginning it was very much a political game. I don't think that anybody had a true grasp as to what was going on with the virus. And like you said, we're learning new things about the virus on a daily basis. We're not even sure that the virus is still the same virus that it was 6 months ago. We're learning as we go how the virus is transmitted, who's at greater risk to get the virus. So using common sense and logic, if you have a physical barrier that stops droplets from entering your mouth, your nose, and your eyes, you're going to do much better. I don't think anybody can argue with that one.
Yeah. Well, trust me, people will. And when you hang up, people will send me texts and they will argue with that point. But it seems like wearing a mask has become known as, for many, a sign of weakness. And this seems to be emanating from the president of the United States. Whereas, wearing a seatbelt isn't necessarily seen as a sign of weakness. The government tells you to do it. You do it because chances are you have a better chance of living through a serious accident. Not in all cases, but you have a better chance, just kind of like the mask.
So let's also think about this as, what else does Corona cause? Corona has caused a tremendous amount of anxiety amongst people. People that are scared to get sick. And when they see others without a mask, they don't know what their risk factor is. So it's not just about protecting yourself. It's also about protecting the others around you and creating more of a safe environment where people don't have to live in anxiety as to whether they can leave their house or not leave their house. Until we know exactly what the virulence is of this virus and how easily it's transmitted from person to person, it's difficult to say. What we've learned is that if you are in a close environment for greater than 15 minutes and you are shedding the virus and there is no mask in place on you or on the person that you're speaking with, the chances of that person getting infected are exponentially higher. So
now
we have come up. No, I was going to say we've come up with the idea of social distancing, which really should be physical distancing, with lots of scientific studies saying how far does a droplet travel if you sneeze, if you cough, if you speak, and seeing what's going to help you not spread or get infected.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk about Vice President Pence wearing a mask at a church yesterday in Dallas, but there was like 100 people in the choir, and they were singing and, belting out the name of the Lord and belting out these hymns. And people were concerned about that spreading. Is that a concern for the congregation if there's a separate choir? I mean, I guess among the choir members, they would be more vulnerable, but would that be a real threat to the congregation?
So, again, we don't know much, but what we do know is that definitely if there is a spreader and they're singing and dancing and, if that virus gets aerosolized in a closed environment where there's not good ventilation, the risk is going to go up. How do you protect yourself? You wear a mask.
Well, that seems so obvious to me. I admit I'm a germaphobe. So before all this started, there were certain things that I did. I saw people in Tokyo wearing masks, and saw Michael Jackson over the years wear a mask. And I thought, it looks kind of silly, but you know what? Maybe he's got an idea there. It seems like with the information that we're getting, and this is, again, not specific information, but when states open up more and you see people out, not social distancing or physical distancing and not wearing a mask, and then the numbers go up, is it fair to make that correlation?
So, without any scientific studies that there is a correlation, logic would say that it makes sense. Now, there's a few other factors that fall into place as to whether or not you get ill as well. When you were exposed to the virus, what your current immune status was, what your risk factors are. We have people that are walking around asymptomatic and test positive for the virus. So we have such little knowledge about this virus that it's hard to really give black and white facts. But it's important to understand that once we get through this, we'll be a lot smarter. And this is just a short period of time. In the U.S., this has been going on since March. So to be honest, we're just kind of understanding what is going on and hopefully not getting into a second peak, because we can make educated decisions and see what the rest of the world has gone through.
Well, over the weekend, there was a comparison with European countries, and it seems like they have done a better job slowing the spread, or that maybe there's a suggestion that they were a little more reluctant to go into a new phase until not only was the curve flattened, but until the curve went down, and not all of the states here did that.
Yeah, again, we're learning by watching what other people are doing, seeing some mistakes, seeing some people make good choices. What's the most important thing is to really look at yourself and understand what choice you're making, not just for you and your family, but also for the people around you.
Gee, imagine that, considering people around you, considering somebody else. It's a tough task for some people. Dr. Aisha Nikolic, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
And wear your mask.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.